It is time for the segment on Ballarat today that is only marginally more welcome than the Wheel of Death. You guessed it, it's Tech Talk with Jace, the original and the very best net nerd. G'day, young man.
Good morning, Brett. Nathan. Wheel of Death? It sounds like the pinwheel from the Mac environment and the hourglass of windows all rolled into one.
Or something you see at a circus where they ride those motorbikes around, you know?
Yes, I've always been too afraid to get in one of them because I'm always thinking I don't really want a close-up of the guy's exhaust.
Been there, done that, don't. There's my advice to you, okay?
But I was going to say you've clearly survived it.
Only just. Some might say there's a bit of collateral damage there, Jace. Hey, we're going to talk about Apple Music Sessions in just a moment. Yes. This is really, really cool. First up, tell us about some Microsoft testing changes.
Yes, the old UI. So for those that aren't familiar with the tech world that I live, breathe, and it's part of my cardiovascular system, UI is the user interface. So that's what you use when you're bumbling around an operating system or trying to learn a new interface. The UX is the user experience. So obviously, if the interface is easy to use, then you'll probably have a good UX. Well, Microsoft testing the user interface of the newly released Windows 11. It's been out around about a year now. I'm told they are flirting. This is a rumor. They are flirting with bringing back the search facility.
This is like a Mills and Boone novel this morning. All this flirting going on.
You just want to get to the next page before you finish reading the last paragraph. So, Microsoft testing the whole search facility, obviously in beta and prototype at the moment. Mm-hmm. Don't know whether this is going to come to fruition, but look, this could be huge because, of course, the search facility was very, very handy in previous versions of Windows, but now that Cortana and other artificial intelligences exist within the Windows and it's more streamlined and they've done more work with the file structure, perhaps you have a better way of organising your files without needing the search facility. So we'll have to see what happens with that one down the track. But good to know the folk are still working on things.
Still on Microsoft this morning, Jason. They've revealed a new approach to Windows Update.
Absolutely. They're refining the way it's done. So I think Microsoft, by a general rule of thumb, release Windows updates overnight Wednesday night into Thursday morning Australian time. So that's obviously the day before in the States. But they're trying to roll them out now so that they're not as big, because usually there's cumulative updates, there's feature updates, and they can sometimes take an hour or two and make it look like the machine's not doing anything in the background. These are going to be more streamlined. They're going to come out a little bit more frequently, but they'll be less magnitude in size. So they'll be easier to install. Should just reboot after they've done and all of that sort of stuff. I am also told, though, that they have streamlined the Windows release itself, and they're going back to a 3-yearly release. So
what is it currently?
So right now, well, it has been up to whatever Microsoft's calendar allows based on their own programming and work schedule, and COVID, of course, got in the way. But I am told on good authority that because Windows 11 got released last year, a 3-yearly release would mean, and Microsoft have basically admitted this, Windows 12 2024. It is on the way. Now, this is coming after a number of years where it didn't even look like 11 was on the way. Now, all of a sudden, they've all but confirmed 12. So, if you've just gone out and bought a new machine with Windows 11 thinking, oh, you know, I've wasted all this money for nothing, the chances are it's going to be good for a few more years. Yeah, because Windows 12 and whatever comes, Windows 13 or Windows 9X or whatever it'll be after, they'll probably go back to the start again. Windows 3.1 maybe one day. So, something to look forward to if you're into your Windows operating system.
Looking forward to this one, Jace. Apple Music Sessions. It is on the way. What's this all about?
Yeah, this, I don't know how they're going to work this, but I'm sure the brains trusted Apple have come up with an ideology. You know how during the whole COVID lockdown thing, we had to watch concerts from a distance and you could see people performing via their webcams and everything. Yeah. Well, Apple's music service is going to offer a subscription to allow Apple Music Sessions for you to attend concerts with people that live stream through these sessions without leaving your own home. So if you're one of those ones that wants to go to the concert but you're a bit afraid or your immune system's not up to speed or whatever the case may be, and you want to enjoy live music even though you're not there to enjoy it live itself, these subscription music services will allow you to tune in. Now, whether or not it's just audio or it's video as well, that bit hasn't sort of been nutted out yet, but how cool would that be to allow at least the option of someone that wanted to enjoy a bit of live music as it's happening wherever that artist is in the world, of course, this 24/7 thing, but doesn't have to leave home and can pay what they would pay if they went there anyway. So they're really not missing out, and then they get to enjoy the comforts, dodge all the traffic on the way out. Mm. What an ingenious idea
all
this is.
All you would need, though, Jace, is your Apple subscription to start with, and then you purchase the concert tickets if you like.
Yes, yeah, absolutely. Okay. So there's the service to it, and then you've obviously... Yeah. Yeah, okay. So you've got to pay your own petrol to get down to the local eatery, and then you buy the...
Yes, I think you've done the economic sale on us all, Jace. Thank you. Very well done. Now, Jace, Squire's more excited than a kid in a lolly shop this morning with iOS 16. It's on the way.
It is coming. This is under 2 months, or at least by my calculations, it's under 2 months, because normally it's the second Tuesday or Wednesday in September. So it'll be within that first fortnight that the iOS launch happens. Now, this is your two-month warning. Now, obviously, the top-end iPhone, when it gets released, and of course, iOS 16 not far away, it will probably break the bank, and you'll have to wait some time before a budget and new colour and specs is all released. So this is your two-month warning. If you intend to download iOS 16 and you don't want to go buy a new phone with it already installed and get new space because the budget doesn't allow, start removing some of the larger files you've got now. Put them in the cloud, put them on a local disk, do whatever you need to do, because the iOS 16 will look for the largest files that you've got on your device. If that happens to be that home movie that you just made 2 weeks ago.
This could end in tears.
It could end in absolute disaster.
Okay.
So
it doesn't just choose the files that you haven't been using or haven't used for a long time. It goes and grabs the big boys.
It goes by size. It looks after the biggest one and goes, yep, you don't need that 3 gig home video. And it doesn't even look at what it is. It just goes by size. So it won't look at any of the metadata behind and go, oh, maybe the user wants that. So right now, if you've got files, documents, videos, whatever it may be, music that is taking up a little bit of space, start preparing now. This is your two-month warning. But of course, if you're planning to go out and buy a new phone, then completely ignore that warning.
Yeah, okay. I'm sure you'll give us another warning on that one, Jace.
Oh, there's lots more warnings. I can't wait for this, because it's the second half of the year. All these releases are coming up. I'm really excited.
You're kind of like our iOS 16 alarm clock, Jace. Thank you. Jace the Net Nerd, this is Tech Talk on 3DA. Spotify, something new here, Jace. What's happening?
They are taking on YouTube in a very, very big way. So, of course, you know Spotify are all about audio streaming, which you can obviously hear, but you can't see unless you're like on that side of the desk and you can see audio in your special little software applications. Well, they are looking to branch out into video podcasting. So video, obviously, the podcast is when you can hear people, you know, like you or I right now, but you could have a visual. So imagine if there was a camera in the studio right now and we were podcasting from a video sense out to the Western...
Imagine you would have had to have done your hair for a start.
Oh, absolutely, yes. And look a heck of a lot more respectable than I do right now.
Lovely face for radio, Jace, as they say.
I know. That's what a friend of mine always used to say. You've got the perfect perfect face for radio is what he used to say.
How so rude.
I am looking forward to seeing what Spotify do with this, because, of course, video podcasting seems to be one of the in things. It's one of those crazes on the web right now. And who knows where they could take this. And, of course, YouTube, obviously the amount of data that sits in YouTube, both video and audio, is uncomprehendable. But I think Spotify are probably onto something here, because video podcasting is just one of those done deals.
If ever you have a question for our net nerd, Ballarat Today at 3ba.com.au, just as Angela has done, what is she asking, Jace?
Very good question this week from Angela. I'm trying to airdrop, she says, so I'm naturally assuming this is iPad, iPhone or some other iOS device, but it's not working as I'd like. How close to the other device do I have to be? Would upstairs be too far?
Okay.
Well, look, I went back through my university notes there, and yes, there is a range for airdrop to be successful around about 30-ish feet, which according to my calculations, a tick over 9 metres. So Angela, if you're at that end of the house upstairs and the other device is at the other end downstairs and it's longer than 10 metres, you probably need to meet about halfway.
Yeah,
so that reduces that range. So if you're within that 30 feet, that 9.1-ish metre range, your airdrop should work. If it doesn't, perhaps power off both devices, restart them up fresh, turn AirDrop back on, and boom, away you go. And make sure you're away from any other electrical appliances that may cause interference, particularly the old microwaves in the kitchen. They operate on the same band, and of course, EM spikes can interfere with data. We are talking radio waves here. So
I love the fact, Jace, you've given us some reboot advice. You haven't done that for a while, and I know you tech people love to do that. You've just snuck it in very sneakily there, but basically you've just said turn it off and on at the PowerPoint.
Absolutely. Yeah, just keep that between you and me, please. Alex.
Sure. Bring us home this week with one of your famous Did You Knows. What do you got?
I am drooling. We are just weeks away from the start of some huge tech releases. Now, my odds are on Apple, but will Apple kick it off in early September with the iPhone and iOS, or will they be beaten to it by someone else? What are the other tech titans doing? They are working on stuff. It's just a matter of who does it first. Is it Apple or someone else? I'll bring it to you first here on Radio Ballarat 3BA.
Is anyone bringing back the facts, Jase?
I'm still waiting for that. Bring back the facts.
Maybe next week. Love talking tech with you, my friend. We'll do it then.
See you then.
More info.